This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, everyone who is covered under the Pentagon's healthcare plan should be able to get a COVID vaccine this month. GPO is taking on the ambitious task of digitizing all public federal documents. And VA will be getting its money back from a vendor who overcharged. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. The Pentagon says it will open up vaccine eligibility to all of its healthcare beneficiaries within the next 2 weeks. More from Federal News Network's Jared Serbu.
Under the current timeline, all service members, family members, and retirees covered by DoD's TRICARE system will be eligible for COVID-19 shots by April 19th. But defense officials say there may not be enough shots for everyone who wants one until the middle of next month. That's partly because of recent problems with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. DoD had been counting on that vaccine for a big chunk of its overseas population, since it only requires one dose and not as much refrigeration. But the company announced last week it would have to discard millions of those doses because of quality control problems. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
The Air Force has a new person in charge of science in the service. Victoria Coleman is the new chief scientific advisor to the Air Force Secretary and military leaders of the Air and Space Forces. She will provide assessments on research and technologies. Coleman previously worked at the University of California, Berkeley, leading policy on microelectronics and efforts to develop tools to fight digital authoritarianism. The Defense Department saw a rise in service member suicides in the active duty and reserves. Federal News Network's Scott Mazzioni reports.
For the fourth year in a row, active duty suicide rates have increased. In 2020, 377 active duty members took their lives. That's an increase from 348 in 2019. The reserve components had 194 service members who committed suicide. That's also an increase of about 40 from 2019. Some top military officials think the coronavirus pandemic had a factor in the rise in suicides. Air Force Chief of Staff General C.Q. Brown said COVID added stress to service members. Scott Mazzioni, Federal News Network.
A public-facing website geared toward the evaluation community is in the works, according to the Office of Management and Budget's team lead on evidence policy. OMB's Diana Epstein says the website is coming soon and will serve as a one-stop shop for the Biden administration's guidance on federal program evaluation. Many of these resources are already live on the OMB Max website, but are only accessible to federal employees. OMB is pulling its approval to sell one of a dozen high-value, underutilized federal properties. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman tells us why.
Acting OMB Director Shalanda Young is telling the Public Buildings Reform Board and the General Services Administration to stop plans to sell the Federal Archives and Records Center in Seattle. The National Archives facility holds treaties and tribal documents from the Bureau of Indian Affairs, as well as documents on the internment of Japanese Americans in World War II. If sold, NARA planned to ship its documents to other agency facilities in Southern California and Missouri. But those plans triggered a federal lawsuit led by Washington State. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
The Government Publishing Office is taking on a massive project to digitize every federal document in its national collection of U.S. government public information. The collection includes more than a million records on everything from presidential papers to documents on the Watergate hearings and the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. GPO will digitize the documents and make them accessible on govinfo.gov. HealthNet is paying $97 million back to the Department of Veterans Affairs for duplicate and overstated claims. The Justice Department and VA Inspector General investigated and resolved the settlement. HealthNet was one of VA's third-party administrators that reimbursed private providers and billed VA as part of its community care program. A second VA third-party administrator agreed to repay nearly $180 million to the department late last year for similar claims. The Justice Department's Security Operations Center is now considered a center of excellence. The Homeland Security Department says Justice's SOC exceeded 35 of 40 evaluation areas to become the first non-DHS-certified cybersecurity service provider, COE. The October 2020 executive order required that any security operations center used by DHS pass a formal assessment for certification or use the services of a certified provider. Personnel from the Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Transportation Security Administration directorates conducted the assessment that analyzed everything from vulnerability management to malware protection to continuous monitoring to threat intelligence analytics to response to threats. Federal agencies are struggling to find qualified talent through public job postings. More on that from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
Agencies mostly rely on job candidates to self-certify their skills when applying to a job in the federal government, but agencies use those assessments to make a job offer just half of the time. The Office of Personnel Management and U.S. Digital Service have a dashboard that shows which agencies are using what hiring tools. Some agencies are using other assessments to vet the skills and abilities of their job candidates, but those assessments have mixed results too. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
One of the intelligence community CIOs is leaving later this year. Federal News Network's Jason Miller brings us the details.
Jack Gumto, the Chief Information Officer of the Defense Intelligence Agency, is retiring at the end of August. Gumto is leaving federal service after 34 years, including the last almost three as the DIA's lead technology executive. He's been with the Defense Intelligence Agency for almost 9 years. He also worked for Naval Intelligence for 14 years before coming to DIA in 2012. Gumto says he plans to continue working in the private sector after he leaves government. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
And new leadership changes at the IRS. Douglas O'Donnell has been tapped as the new IRS Deputy Commissioner for Services and Enforcement, and Sunita Lowe is coming back to serve as the IRS Commissioner of the Tax-Exempt and Government Entities Division. The agency says these moves are part of a larger effort to continue work on the Taxpayer First Act, which includes work to reimagine the agency's tax administration and to improve taxpayer service and enforcement. You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast. Subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts, and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our Coronavirus Resource page. I'm Eric White.